In recent discussion, Archbishop Sample said that we have been talking about the new evangelization, well, for years. And now it is time to give it the legs and put it into action. Now, coming up next week, you have an opportunity to learn more. Archbishop Sample will be at Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee to discuss our mission in this apostolic age. And joining us to give us more details is our good friend, Julie Ondurko, host of Your Next Mission from God. She's here to tell us more about all this exciting news. Good morning, Julie. Thanks so much for joining us again today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Well, first remind our listeners about these Tuesday talks, because it's something that you started not a while ago at Christ the King. And boy, it is really taken foot.
It has. Once a month on a Tuesday, generally the first Tuesday of the month, but because of the Archbishop's schedule, this Tuesday is not. But generally, we try to do it on the first Tuesday of the month. And we have a daily mass on Tuesday night instead of the morning. And that's the one night that we have an evening mass. It's at 6. And so the Tuesday talk is right after at 6:45 in the parish center, which is just, you know, you just walk out the church and walk right into the parish center. And so we have what we hope are compelling, engaging, supportive speakers from our own staff, but then from outside folks too as well that come in and speak for us. And so that's about an hour long. We have some refreshments there because we know that people are coming from work or they've just been to Mass, so often somebody hasn't had a chance to get a bite of dinner. So we have a little something there for them so that they can make it till they get home. But, yeah, we try to be accommodating, and it's been a good thing to do our Tuesday talk. And so we're really excited to have the Archbishop this coming Tuesday, the 18th.
Well, I was so excited to see this. And I would imagine, too, for Archbishop Sample to be able to address, you know, the people of the Archdiocese, and in such an informal and close-up way, it's going to be a wonderful evening. Now, the talk is surrounding our mission in this apostolic age. Now, where is that term from, the apostolic age? Kind of share our listeners a little bit more about where this discussion is going to go.
Well, you've heard the Archbishop speak about it in his Voice from the Shepherd, that is a show he has, and he's referred to a book. It's called From Christendom to Apostolic Mission, Pastoral Strategies for an Apostolic Age. And basically what it means is that we live in an age of, it's a different age. We've passed Christendom, which the culture reflected everything. In that culture, your institutions, education, hospitals, governments, you know, were influenced by a Christian model by Christians, whether they were Catholic or not. It was, you didn't have to be quite so concerned. You could go along and kind of go with the flow of society and not really be on purpose to be Catholic, be on purpose against the society, because that's kind of, there was a lot of place for people to be in the society and get flow along with it. But now you have to be very much on purpose Catholic in this society. I mean, people don't even know who they are or what they are. And the Catholic Church has the truth. But we can't go along with this idea that, oh, our kids are going to go in a Catholic school, or the society, you know, the neighbors are good. Mm-hmm. There's no problem letting kids play with them down the street because they're normal. Well, they might not be. They might be all kinds of odd, weird things going on, identity issues with even their who they are, a man, woman, or something in between. And so everything is different now. And so it requires that a different approach. And so we go back like to the early church, and like what the Archbishop has told his priests, and he's been pouring into them in the last 2 years, preparing. There's been this groundwork that he's prepared for this launch with all kinds of things, with the surrender novena, with Amazing Parish. He's spoken about all these things in his talks that he does on the Voice of the Shepherd. But he's prepared everybody for this, and now it's time, you know, we're launching in this new era. It'll be definitely a smaller church. It's not easy in this age to be just carried along. It's much more like the early church, or in those times in histories when the church was under great persecution. You had to be on purpose, and we've seen a lot of that already starting, obviously, like in, you know, the Catholic persecution in England was with, you know, political and financial kind of things that impacted people, fines and inability to run businesses. Well, we've seen a lot of that with the government. And, you know, you think about the guy who was a baker and didn't want to bake a cake for a homosexual couple's marriage, that persecution he endured. I mean, that's just a small example. The Little Sisters of the Poor, you know, all these things. So we're in this new age, and it requires the model going back to the early church, the way they did it. And they didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. Archbishop said, you know, they didn't have anything. They didn't even have an education. They didn't have a building. They didn't have churches. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have everything.
Yeah,
but
sure.
this apostolic zeal of the Holy Spirit, the way it has to be in these hostile times, it was, I mean, Christianity blossomed. By the time Christianity became legal in the 4th century, the early 4th century from Constantine, I believe 40% of the people were Christian, something around there. It's phenomenal,
right,
how many people were Christian once it finally became even legal. So you see what this does. Everyone now is compelled to make a choice. They just must.
Julie Ondurko is the host of Your Next Mission from God. She's joining us today to give us some details about an exciting event coming up next Tuesday, January 18th. So give us all of the details, Julie, for people who want to attend. Is there registration? Can they just show up? And what's the timeline for the evening?
They just show up. And they can come to Mass first and go directly over, or they can show up at 6:45. We are buttoned up and closed down by 7:45 because it is a weeknight, and we keep it limited that way, where you know that you're not going to get stuck there. You know, like, I don't want to be rude and leave, that kind of thing is still going on. We just don't let those things happen on a Tuesday night. We're buttoned up and out of there. We end by 7:45 for sure, and everything's closed down and done by 8. And I do believe that this is one not to miss.
Absolutely.
I think this is a watershed moment for the Archdiocese. It's my personal opinion to hear this particular talk at this particular time. And this is the time that we're all in, and we all have a mission, a piece of it, and we need to hear from our shepherd.
Oh, and hear from our shepherd you will next Tuesday at Tuesday Talks at Christ the King Parish. Julie, it's a great morning to talk with you. We wish you all the best. We know it's going to be a wonderful event there at Christ the King. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda. God bless you.